If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. I've been a fan, so to speak, of Catholic exorcism, which is probably not a good thing, for several years now. I've watched all the videos on YouTube from exorcists, such as Father Dan Rehill, Father Lambert, and of course Father Ripperger. I've read many of the books they put out, especially from Adam Bly and the books Father Immorth wrote before his death. I'm familiar with the major players, so when Father Carlos Martins came on the scene with his podcast The Exorcist Files, I ate it up. I'm truly a fan. But I was a little confused. Like I said, I've been watching these lectures on Catholic exorcism on YouTube for a long time, and Father Martins didn't come out of nowhere. There was already a video that's now 13 years old on YouTube that I watched long before The Exorcist Files of Father Martins giving a talk on exorcism where he explicitly states that he is not an exorcist, but rather what he does is deliverance ministry.
Yeah, 1,200. Now, I don't want you going away from here saying that I'm an exorcist, because that is a canonical title. In other words, that's a legal title given by the church to somebody. I am not a designated exorcist. I am simply doing the work that is available to all priests to do.
Yet, when he came out 2 years ago to promote his new podcast, he was calling himself an exorcist. Now, I didn't think anything of it at the time. I just assumed that he had been appointed exorcist since the recording of the old video. However, the other day on the YouTube channel Full Sheen Ahead, Jesse Romero and Kyle Clement, Father Ripperger's assistant, make the claim that Father Carlos Martins is even today not officially an exorcist.
And I had asked you years ago, I said, hey, Kyle, is Father Carlos Martins, is he on your database? Is he an exorcist? And you told me. You said, no, Jesse, he's not an exorcist. I just don't understand why he's purporting to be an exorcist when his order says he's not. And you told me the same thing. I'm just scratching my head, and I can't understand why he would do something like that.
I can offer you no insight as to the man's motivation.
Now, I don't want to add to Father Martin's woes. In case you haven't heard, his tour of the Relic of St. Jude was suspended over an allegation another priest made against him for inappropriate conduct involving a minor, which I think has been sufficiently clarified. He also took a really bad fall and is in quite a lot of pain. And yes, I agree that the timing of all this is a bit surreal considering the release of his new book, and I think the devil is trying to discredit him. However, if he is calling himself an exorcist when he's not, God is not going to allow that. I'm not here to accuse him of lying. He clearly has been involved in deliverance ministry for a very long time, and I believe all of his stories on his podcast are factual, and I will continue to watch them. I like Father Martins, and I'm sure there is a logical explanation for this. He says that the Vatican asked him to do this podcast, so maybe they gave him the right to call himself an exorcist, because let's face it, Deliverance Ministry Files just doesn't have that ring to it. But I personally want to know if Carlos Martins is actually an exorcist, or if he's just using that term as a reference point so people will have an understanding of what he does. So I say to Father Martins, you can come on my channel to clarify this if you would like. I would love to have you, but I'm small potatoes. You have a far wider reaching audience than I do. All you really have to do is go on The Exorcist Files and explain why you are using the term exorcist now, when 13 years ago you made it very clear that you do not have that canonical title. Do you have it now? Are you actually an exorcist? Until my next video, God bless.